Blog Talk Radio.
Sometimes your thoughts will come and go. Try to clear your mind, but confusion won't let you know that deep inside there's a safety place where all uncertainty can be erased. I never learned to know myself, and I was afraid. Right now I need to heal myself well, just like a brook that runs so deep. I spent my life just being asleep. It takes enlightenism to know that what you learn is toxic. It takes enlightenism to know that you can learn toxicity.
Good afternoon, and welcome to the Powers of Mind Enlightenism Spiritual Freedom Broadcast. I am Carolyn Kelly, Enlightenism teacher and consciousness practitioner, and I will lead you in our guided meditation today. This guided meditation is designed to take you away from the hustle and bustle of daily living and to direct you to a clear space of consciousness within, that consciousness that we were all born with, that deems us whole, perfect, and complete, and having everything that we will ever need for this lifetime's journey. I ask now all of you that can to close your eyes very gently in preparation for the guided meditation. Close your eyes very softly and begin breathing in and out in a very slow, calming, and deliberate manner to slow down the hustle and bustle, the pace, so that you hear the containment in the Enlightenism prayerful meditation that allows you to know this beingness that you are. And this guided meditation comes from the book Enlightenism. So I ask now that you continue breathing in and out in a very slow, deliberate, and calming manner, and understand the meditation is the beingness that you are. I am greater than the I that I created. I affirm in this day that I awaken with the knowledge that I am whole, perfect, and complete. I have the greater power of enlightenism within me. This power is all I need to overcome what others taught me about who I am. Regardless of what I encounter in this day, I remain resolute that nothing changes my awareness of having the greater power of enlightenism within me. Every event and situation are merely interpretations from my awareness of being. And as long as I am aware of being the greater power, I shall perceive myself greater than the conditions in my life. I command myself in this day to work only on expressing the greater power of enlightenism in all of my actions. I affirm that the greater power of enlightenism is my awareness of being whole, perfect, and complete. I affirm that before I enter into a temporal state of sleep, that my thoughts will be fully focused on the greater power of enlightenism within me. I end my day by accepting that I am the greater power. I ask now that you take a deep, full breath in through your nose and let it out very slow and gentle as you open your eyes and come back to the broadcast. Before Brother Malcolm comes to speak, I always like to leave you with some part of, or I should say a part of our guided meditation, allowing you to know the beingness that you are. And the thought that I want to leave you with today is this. Regardless of what I encounter in this day, I remain resolute that nothing changes my awareness of having the greater power of enlightenism within me. And that's the course that you take today in memory of understanding that this high power of resolution is always within you when you remember. I now give you author, philosopher, prophet, and creator of enlightenism, Brother Malcolm.
Thank you so much, Sister Carolyn, for those wonderful insights.
You're welcome.
Great meditation. Great meditation, great insights, inspirational, thought-provoking, introducing enlightenism to those who may not be familiar with what this philosophy is all about.
Right.
Cleansing the mind of our dependency on others.
Yes.
Creating a new way to think and live. Right.
Creating a new way to think and live and to understand the mind that it's coming from. To understand that beingness that you are, absolutely.
A powerful mind. A powerful mind that is clear. Free.
Yes.
It must be free, Sister Carla. It must be free. The meditation is to get us to relax, to quiet the mind. The insights are for us to digest.
Yes.
Digest in a way that the mind can understand something new, something different.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
It Thank you so much. Huh?
You are so welcome. You are so welcome.
All right. Okay, Sister Carolyn has started here today with a great meditation, some wonderful insights. I'm Brother Malcolm. I am here to share with you some insights today about enlightenism. It's a new way to think and live philosophy about how to create a powerful mind, how to overcome our dependency on others. Who are you aware of being is always the starting point of change. First, understand who do you believe you are? Who are you aware of being? And that's where we work from, that starting point. The power of creation begins with imagination and visualization. We need both to overcome the hearsay knowledge of others. It is only when we decide to trust ourselves that we stop relying on dead people's ideas and beliefs and values to free us of their illusions. Many of us know more about those living in the past than we know about ourselves. Society teaches us about the achievements of people we don't know and can never know. It's unfortunate, but most of us lack the power and clarity to let go of these beliefs. This lack of clarity is the darkness that blinds us in a mindset that uses past beliefs to live in the present. We want to live in the present. You can check out some more information on letting go of our dependency on others in the blog. Just go to Brother Malcolm Keller's Enlightenism Insights. On any service, just say Brother Malcolm Keller's Enlightenism Insights. And it will take you to the blog, give you some information about the books, about how to overcome a victimized mind. When we really understand about what life is without depending on someone else's, we get a clear look at ourselves and who we are aware of being and who we believe that we like to become or the person we desire to become. When you decide you've had enough pain and you can't take any more, your desires are telling you it's time to wake up from your nightmare. If you feel this way, you can do something about it. You can ask yourself, who am I aware of being? The answer to this question opens the mind to perceive other possibilities other than the ones you're using. That's an excerpt from the great book, Enlightenism, which is available to you today on Amazon. You can go to Amazon and get the book today. It's page 31. I'm referencing the book, Enlightenism, because it chronicles the work of the philosophy. It describes what we're talking about. It has all of the affirmations and meditation in the book that we read from on this broadcast. Gives you a little bit of information about the value of the book and what information you can acquire from the book. You can get some knowledge from the book, but you first have to be willing to listen to new information or to read information that may be different from your own. That is challenging for someone that is living in the social construct. We want everything to mirror the things that we believe. And anything that contradicts or seems new, we don't want to hear about it. This is not everyone, but there are many whose minds are closed to the vastness of power in you, the consciousness of truth. Many people don't want to know it. You don't want to really know what's happening. We want to ignore the pain. We want to ignore how we feel. But the consciousness of truth is a greater power within that's free of toxic illusions. Illusions distort and disable our power to imagine ourselves free of them. They prevent us from searching within for the greater power. I call it the consciousness of truth. It is unconditioned consciousness, folks. In you, some people back in the day called it the spirit, and that the spirit lives on. It transitions from the body into the heavens. This is what people believed years ago. And spirit was something that was invisible. Consciousness is a invisible, colorless, faceless, formless being, not powerless. Faceless, colorless, and formless exists within each one of us, in each one of us. And this is the power to create a new world. We can create a new world. Do you think that the people that created the United States of America are the only ones that could do it? Do you think the people that created the Baptist religion, the Catholic religion, and all of the other, the Jewish religion, do you think that they are the only people that have the power to create something and to propagate what they've created through beliefs and values throughout time, to pass it on from one generation to the next? And then people began to believe it's something that they created, that they are part of the creation. Then you close down your mind. Your mind shuts off to new information. So that if you are, for example, a Baptist, you may not be interested in Judaism or Hinduism or Buddhism or Mohammedism. You may not be interested in any of those things because you think they're contrary to what you believe. So what is it that you believe? You believe that you are being someone. And who are you aware of being? And can you change this person that you're aware of being? And if you change the person who you were aware of being, how do you do it? What do you feel about yourself today? The first principle of the Enlightenism philosophy to get us all started, no matter where you are, regardless of where you are today, whatever position you believe that you're aware of being in today, the first principle is to understand that you're responsible for where you are today. I acknowledge that I am responsible for the current conditions in my life. Now, this must be beyond words, because who you're aware of being today is actually not who you really are, but it's your belief system that you're using to determine who you are. And these belief systems are coming from human knowledge about labels, race and color, and all these other labels, gender, and whatever religion and education. All of these are illusions, man-made illusions, and they are passed on from one generation to the next. See, so when we rely on the past, we're relying on the past illusions. We're lying on people that we read about, heard about, who had their own illusions about who they were and what they believed and the rightness and wrongness of it, because you create this dualism in the mind, right and wrong. I'm right in what I believe, you're wrong in what you believe, and so forth. Well, dualism extends beyond just right and wrong, into your life, into our lives. We now get into the dualism of power and powerless. So are you aware of being powerless today or powerful? Well, I would imagine if you think that you have some position in a social construct, you would think that you are powerful, that you have more power than someone else. You can park at the airport in a reserved spot. People would pick you up and chauffeur you around. That would mean power in the social construct. Powerless is someone that cannot go to the airport, cannot afford a trip. Someone who must drive themselves around if they can get a car. And the exploitation that you feel, the person that make you aware of being inadequate and poor. Well, enlightenism is to acknowledge where you are today and to say to yourself, who are you aware of being, and then acknowledge whatever the answer is that you give to determine your awareness of being is coming from you and the beliefs you're using to interpret it. So now, if you want to do something about it, what can you do? What can you decide to do that's going to change your life? Well, you can do something about it. I'm going to talk more about it in a minute. After, I'm going to take a quick break, but in the meantime, I encourage you to get the book Enlightenism on Amazon, and you can read the book and then tune into the broadcast, and we can share some insights. See, the only way that I believe that I could change is I must do something different. I had to do something different. Different in the way that I was doing things in order to overcome the pain that I was feeling in my life. And to find a place within myself that I could acquire power on my own or within me that was coming from a direct experience with power. I'll bring Sister Carolyn in. I'm going to take a quick break, and I'll be right back.
You're listening to Brother Malcolm Kelly's Powers of the Mind Hour, a Healing of the Mind broadcast on Blog Talk Radio. Subscribe to the Healing of the Mind broadcast and become a supporter of Enlightenism. Learn how to use the inner mind power of Enlightenism. Enlightenism empowers you to create a new way to think and live. Purchase one of Brother Malcolm Kelly's Enlightenism books from Amazon or go to his blog, Brother Malcolm's Enlightenism Insights. Browse and purchase. You'll be glad you did.
Thank you so much, Sister Carolyn, for those wonderful insights. I'm Brother Malcolm. On this podcast, we use the power of imagination and visualization to create a powerful mind to overcome our dependency on the past. We focus on living in the present. It is always, I am aware of being the person that I am aware of being. Our message is clear. We can overcome generational toxicity with the powerful enlightenment of mind. Who are you aware of being? You have to say something. I am aware of being whatever you're aware of being today. And how you describe yourself to yourself is who you're aware of being. But you can change who you're aware of being with enlightenment. Enlightenism, as I said earlier, is a philosophy for working inside of the mind, for creating a direct connection with the greater power in you, which I call the consciousness, because it's the ultimate truth about you divinely without any information you receive from others. And it's about living in the present and relying on beliefs in the present, letting go of this misdiagnosis of the self, where you're diagnosing yourself to be inadequate based upon someone else's criteria. The desire to change your life is the first freedom in the Enlightenism formula. It is this desire that motivates you to begin your work to discover Enlightenism by creating your first visualization. The goal of your visualization is to free yourself from the pain you're unwilling to tolerate. It's another excerpt from the book. See, I started off earlier from the book Enlightenism. When you decide you've had enough pain and you can't take it anymore, your desires are telling you it's to wake up from your nightmare. If you feel this way, you can do something about it. You can ask yourself, who am I aware of being? The answer to this question opens the mind to perceive other possibilities other than the ones you're using. Then you go to visualization and imagination. The desire to change your life is the first freedom in the Enlightenism formula. It is this desire that motivates you to begin your work to discover Enlightenism by creating your first visualization. The goal of your visualization is to free yourself from the pain you're unwilling to tolerate. And this is clearly described in the book Enlightenism. In this radio broadcast summary, we use the power of imagination and visualization to create a powerful mind to overcome our dependency on the past. You'll learn more about the distinction between imagination and visualization in the book, and about self-discovery, the principles of enlightenment, affirmations to begin your day, Sunday, Monday, all the way through the week is a daily affirmation. And one of the things that you talk about in the book is that one of the things that is troubling to many people is how long does it take? You know, we're dealing with the technological age. We want things to be quick and over with. So all of the movies have all special effects. They don't have movies with a lot of drama, a lot of talking, a lot of acting. Not acting in the sense of just talking. Everything now is defined to have a visual effect to help you get through it. Well, this is going to take some time, but you have some time to live. You have the moment that you're living in, you have time. And I'm talking about the moment you're in now, the present moment. One of the primary misinterpretations about how to change your life is believing that it takes too long and you don't have enough time and power. Well, when the desire is strong enough and the commitment firm, then you always have enough time and power. That's simple. All that's coming from the book Enlightenment. Something that is a breakthrough, a paradigm shift in victim consciousness. The removal of the dualism of power, powerlessness, victimization and free, or freedom of mind. To move away from thinking of yourself as a victim based upon illusions of race and color, man-made knowledge created race and color and gave a meaning to it in a language that we learn. And Enlightenism, the book Enlightenism, the philosophy of Enlightenism, which is contained in the book, just removes all of that from you. It cleanses the mind of the dualism that's engulfing you to a belief system that you can't even define yourself without relying on somebody else's beliefs. Can't define who you are without going back into the past. We're living in the present where everything is I am greater than the person I am currently aware of being. I'm Brother Malcolm. Thank you for stopping by. Here's Sister Carol to close us out. See you back on the radio at 12 p.m. Pacific Standard Time tomorrow. Have a great day.
You're listening to Brother Malcolm's Healing of the Mind broadcast. He's sharing Enlightenism insights about how to use inner mind power. This broadcast and all of our broadcasts are available on iTunes, Apple, Listen Notes, Facebook, Twitter, and Google. We encourage you to subscribe to this life-saving broadcast and become a regular listener. Purchase one of Brother Malcolm's Enlightenism books from Amazon or his blog, Brother Malcolm's Enlightenism Insights. Also, go to our website, www.nationalbyesociety.org, and make a tax-deductible donation to support our nonprofit 501c3 organization. Thank you for listening.